Hi, this is a question for Kiran Kidwai, KIRNQIDWAI. Kiran Kidwai, date of birth 10/25/1978, date of services 8/16/2022, date of accident 1/8/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Eventually, she is here for therapy and all other treatment plans. Initially, she was injured in a car accident where she was a restaurant driver, and on an IC patch, she hit on the freeway, and then she hit the median and went across the entire highway. And the patient has been suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, which is around 7 in the neck and upper back, as well as in the lower back, it is 5. Patient reports that the pain in both the shoulders is around 7, and she has difficult time lifting both the arms, especially the left shoulder is the one which is more painful. And she has no difficulty in walking. There is no radiation of pain to the lower extremities, and there is no radiation to the upper extremity, although the both extremities feel weak. However, she has not dropped any dinner plates or phone, but she feels that there is a weakness, and she has a difficult time doing abduction of both the arms beyond 90 degrees. The pain is consistent and stays there. So far, the patient had not done her spine MRI and X-ray of the right hip that was ordered in the beginning. An MRI of the brain with narrow quant was ordered that has also not been done. And patient is still awaited to get it done. The pain level varies from 4 to 8. And ADLs are affected around 7 as follows. General activity is reported to be affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The work and sleep are affected 6. 60% improvement has been reported by the patient. And in system review, patient suffers from headaches, which are only 1 or 2 in a week, and they are only 6 or 7 on a severity scale. They're not as bad as they used to be before. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or poor grades at work, poor work performance, loss of memory, or confusion, disorientation. However, patient has some difficulty sleeping, anxiety, and lack of concentration, and occasional panic while driving. Pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the neck as well as stiffness in the both shoulders, especially the left side, and there is a lower back pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, and shoulder pain, and neck. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma since the time of since last 30 days. Current pain medications are Ortran. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 132 over 92, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the physical examination will be the same from previous visit of 7/14/2022, dictation number 0722-073. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. We are going to continue the medication for the patient, which include ibuprofen 600 milligram twice a day for 30 days, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, and patient is provided Tramadol ER 100 milligram at night for pain relief, one at night. Her meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and patient is found to be in compliance. Physical therapy continues 3 times per week for neck and the lower back as well as both shoulders with traction, massage, echotherapy. She's provided a light duty job. Her work doesn't require her to lift any weight. So there is a 10-pound restriction of work. And a cervical traction device was ordered for her from the DME company, and medical cervical pillow has been ordered for her to bring some comfort. Again, MRIs have been returned. I have reordered the MRI for cervical spine, MRI for lumbar spine, and MRI for the left shoulder has been ordered without contrast to identify the pathology so that her treatment plan can be specific for her. Other than that, patient is quite stable. She doesn't require any other issues. She has been advised to consider having a chiropractic treatment at the same time while she's doing physical therapy. Even acupunctures are known to help. Separate shoulder exercise, back exercise were advised to the patient, and she promises to do them at home also. Thank you.